Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph lists four primary categories of nezek. Arba avodikin hashor ve'abar ve'hamave ve'hahever. So the Gemara asks, "Medikani avos?" Nachlal told us the fact that the Tana mentions that there are avos, there are primary, secondary categories. It must be subcategories, because if not, why call them avos? Avos means that there's something below. Okay, so there are subcategories of the nezakim. But the question is, Tolosein ki yotze bohen olav ki yotze bohen. That's the shaila the Gemara raises. So if there are avos nezikin and there are toldos of the avos, so the question is, are the toldos similar to the avos? Do they have the same din, or do they have different dinim? As the Gemara, we find in other realms of halacha that sometimes Tolosein ki yotze bohen, and sometimes Tolosein olav ki yotze bohen. L'moshel. Shabbos Tanan, Avos Malachos, Arboim Choser Achas. We know that there are a lot of test Malachos on Shabbos. Learned from the Mishkan. Avos Machladi Gatoldos, Nochamol, since it says Avos, there must be subcategories as well. Toldosein Kiyotze Bohem. The Toldos of the Avos are the same as the Avos. Loshna Av Chatas, Loshna Toldo Chatas. Loshna Av Skila, Loshna Toldo Skila. If someone violates an Av, he's chayv achata. Someone violates an av, he's chayv skila. He's chayv both. Both skila and chatas? No, it depends on the case. Right? This is a situation where if he does a malacha b'shogeg, he's chayv a carbon. Does a malacha b'shogeg, either he forgets that it's Shabbos or he forgets that this is a malacha, then he's chayv a carbon chatas. If he does it with a hasra, so then he's chayv skila. Chayv skila. Loshna Ava Loshna told us that the Avos and the Toldos are the same. So the Avos and the Toldos are the same, so then what's the difference? My Shna, my Ika Ben Avla Tolda. Nafgemina Zogda Gemara, the Lovich, the Avos Vadi Adodi, Namish, the Toldos Vadi Adodi, Machayev Akal Chodu Vachodu. The Lovich, Ava Tolda Vide, the Machayev Ela Chodu. So the difference between the Ava and the Tolda is that if you do an Ava and a Tolda Didei, do an av malacha with its tolda. Let's say a person is zoreya, he plants, and he's zomer, he prunes a tree. Behelam echad, right? He forgets that it's Shabbos. He does it b'shogeg. He does two things: an av and a tolda dideh. According to many of the rishonim, zomer is a tolda of zoreya. So you do the av and the tolda. So zok the gemara, you're only going to be chayev chod. You only chayev once. There is a halacha called chiluk melachos on Shabbos. Chiluk melachos on Shabbos. We're going to talk about the details in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. If you do multiple melachos behelam echad, you forget, right? One period that you forget that it's Shabbos, and you do many melachos during that particular period of time. So the halacha is that you're chayev al kol achas ve'achas. You have each and every melacha. You do zoreya and chorish, and bishul and kaya, whatever, tofeh, whatever you do. Chayev akol melacha melacha. That's called chiluk melachos, that we distinguish, we split between the melachos. We don't say, well, it's just one iser. No, it's not one iser. There are different melachos in Yechai for each and every one. That's true about the lamates melachos, but Ava told her the day, comes to Gemara and says, it's the sheet of the Chachamim, but you're not chayiv. Multiple chatos, if you do an Ava and a told her the day. If you do two avas, then you chayiv for each one. That's chiluk melachos. You do two toldas from different avas, you chayiv for each one, because the toldas subsumed under the Av. But if you do an av a toldah didei, then you're only going to be chayav toldah. It says the Gemara, when it comes to Shabbos, toldosein ki yotze ben, it's mamish the zelba halocha. Yechayav chatas for a toldah if you do it b'shogeg. Yechayav skila if you do it b'meizit. The only thing is that if you do an av a toldah didei, so then you're only chayav chodah. Ula Rebbe Leza, the mechayav a toldah b'makam av. Am I currently av, am I currently toldah? Rebbe Leza argues with the Chachamim. He says that yechayav a toldah b'makam av. You do zoreya and zomer yechayav shtayim. So what's the difference between an av and a tolda? We call, there are only lamates of us malacha. There should be many more, because the toldas are independent of the avos, no? Zog the Gemara, hach da avam b'mishkan chashiva kari la'av, hach da avam b'mishkan chashiva kari la'tolda. The Lezer holds that the reason why the toldas are not called avos is because they weren't the mishkan. Hach da avam b'mishkan chashiva, those malachos that were in the mishkan are chashiv, they're called avos. Those that malachos that were not in the mishkan are not as chashiv, they're called toldas. But if you do an av v'toldah didei, you chayev only one? What's the answer? If you do an av and a toldah didei, you do zoreya and zomer, you chayev one or you chayev more than one? Rabbi Lezer would say you chayev twice. You chayev for the Avena Tolda. You chayev for the Avena Tolda. So why is it called a Tolda, not an Av? Because it wasn't B'mishkan. But really, it's the same status as the Av, the same type of chayev as the Av. According to the Chachamim, it's not the same chayev as the Av. You do an Av, a Tolda today, the Chachamim, the Rabbi Lezer hold that you chayev only one. Rabbi Lezer holds, not, you chayev two. So why is something called a Tolda, why is something called an Av? So according to the Chachamim, it's Poshin. Something is called a Tolda if it's not independent of the Av. So that if you do the Av and the Tolda today, you're only going to be Chayav one. Rabbi Lezer will say, no, something is called an Av, something is called a Tolda, depending on whether it's B'mishkan or not. If it's B'mishkan, called an Av. If it wasn't B'mishkan, then it's only going to be called a Tolda. But in terms of doing the Av and the Tolda today, Rabbi Lezer holds, not. You're going to be Chayav twice if you do an Av and a Tolda today. Okay, but Tolda saying, ki yotze bahen by Shabbos. And then the Gemara is going to say by Tumis, we also have told us, and they're told us saying is lav ki otze bahen. So the shaila is by told us of the avos nezikin is told us saying ki otze bahen or is it not ki otze bahen? That's the setup. We have Shabbos, we have Tuma. Question is nezek. What's the halacha? Told us saying ki otze bahen or is it not ki otze bahen? So the Gemara is going to say the taka by Nizokin, in most cases told us saying ki otze bahen. There's one exception. That's the whole sugi. The next blot and a half we're going to be dealing with that. As we continue, let's take a moment. Right? Let's pause for a moment and look at this sugya about Shabbos. Toldos by Shabbos. Okay, we have to take the Gemara. It's a pretty big section of the Amud that based on an Aleph over here. So we have to understand what the Gemara is saying. What's the shock of the time of the sugya? So we have a machlokas tanon. So far, so good. We have a machlokas tanon. Let's say you do an Av, a Tolda today. Are you going to be chayev twice, or are you only going to be chayev once? Why did the Chachamim hold that you're only going to be chayv once if you do an Av Tolda today? What do you think? Why? Help me. Yes, stop it.
Because if you're doing part of the same action, then it's like you only forgot, like you only missed out on one thing. Like,
is it the same action? Is an Av and a Tolda the same action? I don't think so. Zomer and Zoreh are not the same action. One is pruning, the other one is sowing. It's not the same action. What is similar between an Av and a Tolda? Not the Maisa Malacha, not the Pa'ula, but rather the...
What is being overall?
Better? What?
The purpose,
exactly, Daniel. The Tachlis of the Malacha is similar. The purpose is to cause something to grow better. Pruning, you're getting rid of something that's not helpful, and as a result of that, the tree is going to grow more. So the Tachlis is the same, but in the pu'ula, a Tolda and an Av are not the same. Important to keep this in mind. We're going to get back to this multiple times. Right? The Maisa Malacha or the pu'ula of an Av and a Tolda are different. The Tachlis of the Malacha is the same. Okay, the goal is the same, but the pu'ula is different. So if the pu'ula is different, why shouldn't you be chayiv twice? Why should you be chayiv twice if you do an Av and a Tolda and Dideh? So, L'chora, it's very similar to another case. Let's say a person does Zoreya twice, Behelem Echad. He forgets it's Shabbos and he sows, and then 20 minutes later, he still forgot it's Shabbos. He didn't remember that it was Shabbos in the interim, and he does another Zoreya. Is he chayiv twice for that? That's not Chiluk Malachas. Chiluk Malachas means that if Behelem Echad I do multiple Malachas, So then I'm going to be chayev multiple chatos. I can't be chayev skila more than once if I do it amazing. But if I do b'shogeks, then I can be chayev multiple chatos. That's chiluk malachas. But let's say a person does malacha achas kama pe'amin behelam echad. Osa v'chose v'osa. What's the din? Is he chayev multiple chatos for that? The answer is no. That's a Mishnah in Shabbos. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos. Das Samaches. Hayodeh Shu Shabbos. This is from Samach Zayin on the base. Hayodeh Shu Shabbos. Ve'osu melocho sarbe b'shabos sarbe. Chayev al kol av melocho melocho. You do multiple melochas and Shabbos is harbi yechayev for each and every melocha. Ha'osa melochas harbi me'ei melocha achas, eno chayev el achatas achas. You do multiple malachas, many malachas, but there may ain malacha achas. A very difficult concept. Very difficult concept. Malachos harbe, but there may ain malacha achas. They're part of the same malacha, but somehow they're called avos malacha. Called avos malacha is a very mud mezach. What does Rashi say over here? What does Rashi say? Av malacha. Av malacha did not get lab, but they told us. The Hua didn't told us. Vavachi, you told us the shnei avos. When we say that chayev al kol av malacha umalacha, you know it's Shabbos, you do malacha sabi b'shabbos sabi, you chayev for each and every av malacha. What it means, dafka avos malacha, you're not chayev for toldos? No, says Rashi, of course you're chayev for toldos. But that means if you do two toldos of two avos, ela lema'ute hecha da habu beis toldos da av echad. Oh, av v'tolda shalom. If you do two toldos of one av, or an av and a tolda didei, not toldos of different malachas, but it's all in the same family, two toldos of one av, or an av and a tolda didei, eino chayev ela achas. Then you only chayev one. Kidektoni seifa ha'osa malachos harbe me'ei malacha achas, you chayev only achas. So if you do malachos harbe me'ei malacha achas, you only chayev achas, what does that mean? Sounds like you're doing different avos malacha. Rashi learns that means that you're doing different maisa malacha that all fall under the rubric of one av. You're doing multiple toldos of one av. You're doing an av v'tolda didei. Me'ein malacha achas. You chayev only achas, he says. Chayev only achas for that. That's the chachamim de Rebbe Eleza. Why you chayev only achas? Shtei toldos shel av echad, eino chayev elachas achas. Derehu ka'osa v'choza v'osa behel mechad. Now she says it's like doing one malacha twice behel mechad. Av v'tolda didei is like doing the av multiple times. Ma'ishna zeh mizeh, it's doch b'zel b'zeh. Ve'ein chiluk chato'os behel mechad ala begufei aveira ashenon domin o bechiluk shabosos. There has to be a chiluk, gufim if a person, let's say, eats chelev v'dam, behelam echad, he forgets, he doesn't remember, he doesn't know that chelev is us, he doesn't know dam is us, and he eats fat, right? The chelev is non-kosher fats, and shumlin is kosher fat. So he eats chelev, and he drinks dam, so he's chayev kares twice, he's chayev tu chatos if he does it b'shogeg. Those are two shemos issa. If someone eats two kezesim of chelev, behelam echad, is he chayev tu chatos? No, it's chayev one chatas. It's one shemis. It's the same thing over here. You do an av, it's all the didei. It's one shemis. It's one unit. So therefore, Rashi says it's the same as doing, as eating two pieces of chaylev. You eat two kizaisim of chaylev, behelam echad. You only give chayev one. You do zoreya twice. You do bishul twice, behelam echad. You chayev one. You do an av, it's all the didei. You chayev only one. Because it's like osa v'choza v'osa. That's what Rashi says in Shabbos. And that's the simple pshat. Shalom. Because it's at the same tachlis, if you do the av v'tolda didei, you can't be chayev twice.
So why can we explain that as because I only know the tolda from the av?
You're saying because it's a svara. The fact that the told is usher is because it shares the tachlis of the av, so it's learnt from the av, so therefore I'm only going to be chayev once. That's what you want to suggest.
Yes.
So we're going to get to that. Take it slow. Right. I'm just setting up here, and then we're going to start the pilpul. That's the simple pshat. Rashi and Shabbos is really the simple pshat. But you open up the Gemara Bava Kama. And of course, when you read the Gemara, you have to read Rashi. So let's all take a look at this Rashi. If you have a Gemara, please open it up. Says the Gemara, "V'lo avid avet told the didei lamachayev elachada." According to the Chachamim, if you do an avet told the didei, you only chayev once. Says Rashi, "Av malacha, avel told the didei lamachayev." What are you chayev for? If you do an avet told the didei, you chayev for the av. But on the told, you're not going to be chayev. What is Rashi saying? Why are you chayev only once for an avet told the didei? Why? Help me now. Is it like osa v'choza v'osa? It's like doing one malacha twice? It's not how Rashi explains here in Bava Kama. How does Rashi explain that if you do an av and a told of the day, behelam echad, you chayev only once? Why? Why? What are you chayev for? Chayev for the av. You're not chayev for the tolda. Why shouldn't you be chayev for the tolda? Shalom, help me now. Right? Why shouldn't you be chayev for the tolda? Because it's only learnt out of the av. It's tafel to the av, right? It's botel to the av. The ikar is the av. The ikar is the av. It makes sense that you only chayev for the av, not for the tolda. That's not Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Bava Kama is very different than Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos seems to be saying that av tolda nideh yechayev achas because it's no different than doing one av multiple times behelam echad. Rashi over here is saying, no, you do an av tolda nideh that's different than osa v'choza v'osa. Here, yechayev for the av, not for the tolda. The av is the ikar, the tolda is just botel, it's tofel to the av. So if you do an av tolda today, you're only going to be chayav for the av. Now that's interesting. What order did you do it in? According to Rashi, what comes out is that if I do the av first, I'm chayav for the av. If I do the tolda, I didn't really add to it because it's only tefel to the av. Let's say I did the tolda first. So if I did the tolda first, I'm chayav for the tolda, and then I do the av. So what happened? According to Rashi, it seems like since it's all behelam echad, once I do the av, that overpowers the tolda. The real chiyuv now, we put the helam echad together. We put all the chiyuvim of the helam echad together. And once the helam is over, I mean, clearly I'm not going to be bringing karma chatas until the helam's over. Right? I have to realize that I did some kind of melacha, and I'm going to bring karma chatas for that. So if I'm shov midiyasa, if I do tshuva from the idea of the shkaga, I have a idea now, that I did something wrong, I did an avera, and now I want to bring karma chatas. So that yediyah ends the helam. Rashi seems to be saying that we put everything together in the helam, and if there's an av malach and a tolda, your chiyuv is really for the av malach, not for the tolda. Very interesting idea of Rashi. Very interesting idea. It's interesting that the Shita Mekubetzes quotes the Marikatz, who has a slightly different girsa than our girsa in the Gemara. What girsa does the Shita have? Av mechayev, atolda lo mechayev. The dibra maschil of the Marikatz, the piece in Shita, is a statement from the Gemara, right? Av mechayev, atolda lo mechayev. Where does it say that in our Gemara? Right? Av mechayev atolda lo mechayev. You find that in our Gemara that Beis and Aleph, I'll give you $100. Don't look so. You want 50? It's not in our Girsa, the Gemara. Okay, I'll just give you a hint. It's not here. It's the Shita's Girsa. But that Shita's Girsa works very well with Rashi. It's really a pellet because the printer normally picks on Rashi's Girsa. See, the reason why the printer didn't print the Shita's Girsa is because Rashi doesn't change the Girsa in the Dibra Masch. Rashi says, Lo Mechayev El Achada. He has our Girsa in the Gemara, but he interprets it like the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes. It's very interesting. He's straddling both sides of the fence, if you will, right? But that's the Girsa of the Shita. Comes the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Tam, and says, I heard of this Girsa. It's floating around in the yeshivas. You know, I heard the $100 offer, but I think it's dead wrong. Isfarm de garcinon behu. I ovid av atolda didei, ya av mechayev atolda lo mechayev. Alone here, says the Talmud, the Rebbeinu Tam. Dehochi ka mechayev atolda kemo av. How could you be chayev only for the av and not the tolda? They're on the same level. They're the same level. Okay, the av was b'mishkan, the tolda was not b'mishkan, but you chayev achadas for the tolda just like for an av. So how can you say you only chayev for the av and not for the tolda? You do the av and the tolda the day, according to the Chachamim, you chayev only once. That's because that's like doing the same malacha twice, behelam echad. That's why you chayev only once. It's not because the av is more important than the tolda. It's not ikar and the tolda is tafel. You chayev only once because the av and the tolda are the same category. Like our svarim, you chayev once. Not that you chayev for the av, but not for the tolda. You chayev once. It It's like osa v'chosa v'osa. It's like doing a malacha twice. V'helem echad. That's the yeso. Not the yechai for the av. Not that the told is tofel to the av. But rather that the tofel is no worse than the av. So it's like doing one malacha multiple times. V'helem echad. That you're only going to be chayav once. Yeshua, I saw your hand was up. What's the nafkemina? Is there a nafkemina? You're still only chayav once. Like, what's the... What's kicking Rashi to say this? Like, is there enough kamina? Is there enough kamina? Whether you chayev only for the av, or you chayev only once for both the av and the toldah, you chayev once anyway. You chayev one chada. So what's enough kamina? And some of the achronim in the Gemara, in the chidushim and the Bedi Gemara, give a couple of nafkaminas. I ask you to see the Tefera Shmuel. Tefera Shmuel is one of the gedolei achronim. That has a parish on the bottom of the Rosh. You know, there's a Karban Asanel in some Gemaras, there's a Pupula Charifta here in Bava Kama, and there happens to be a Tefera Shmuel also here in Bava Kama. He's a parish on the bottom of the Rosh. But he wrote longer Chidushim that appear in the back of the Gemara. So we're going to refer to the Tefera Shmuel quite a bit. He has a lot of very important Yesodos at the beginning of Bava Kama. So here the Tefera Shmuel offers a nafkamina. The Paris Yosef also has an afkamina. I didn't assign the Paris Yosef, but some different Hagos for Chidushim. They have different afkamina to this Shiloh. Where if you do an Av, told the day, the Chachamim say you only Chayev Achas, does that mean you Chayev for the Av, or you Chayev only one for both of them? What does the Tefera Shmuel say? It's a tough read in Tefera Shmuel. Nearly, Avshein Lanu Nafkusa V'divir Rashi Alolo Binyani Dishmaitin. There is no nafkamina between these two approaches vis-a-vis Bava Kama. It's completely irrelevant to our sugya. Our sugya is trying to figure out whether Tolosan Ki Yotze Behen or Lav Ki Yotze Behen. So in Shabbos, Tolosan Ki Yotze Behen, the halacha is the same for a toldo for an av. You do an av, Yechayev Chatas. You do a toldo, Yechayev Chatas. It's the same halacha. The Chachamim happen to say that if you do an av, the toldo today, you're only going to be Chayev one. But there's no nafkamina for Bava Kama, he says. But there is a nafkamina in your Shabbos. The Tefera Shmuel says, I think Rashi is right. The Chiyav really is for the Av, not for the Tolda. The Nafkemina, where is it? The Nafkemina im Shachach Sha'over al HaTolda. The Nafkemina is, let's say you forgot that you did the Tolda. What does that mean? You did an Av, and then Behelam Echad you did a Tolda. Now you remember that you did the Av, you want to bring Karban Chatas for the Av, but you still forgot that you did the Tolda. So your Karban Chatas is for the Av. And then you remember that you did the Tolda. Are you chayv another Karban? That should depend on Mishayim. If you hold it, the Chachamim maintain that if you do an Av a Tolda today, you're only chayv once, because it's like Osa v'choza v'osa. So then what should the din be? When you brought the Karban Chatas for the Av, you did not remember that you did the Tolda. And then you do remember that you did the Tolda. Should you have to bring another Karban or not? So if it's like Osa v'choza v'osa, so the Pshat is the Av and the Tolda are the same. But if you do an Av multiple times, you're Chayav only once for the two of them. But the rule is that in order to bring Karban Chatas, you must be Shav Midiyaso. You must do Tshuva from a Yediyah that you violated the Isser. So forgot that you did the Tolda, there's no Tshuva for the Tolda. So your carbon that you bring for the Av is not going to count for the Tolda. And since you're chayev equally for both the Av and the Tolda, it's just the way that your Yotzeh Achiv is by bringing one carbon for both, but you need a tshuva for each Avera. So if you don't remember that you did the Tolda, then the carbon is not going to work for the Tolda. So you'll have to bring another carbon for the Tolda when you actually remember that you did the Tolda. But if you assume, like Rashi, that when you do an Av and a Tolda the day, you're chayev for the Av, exclusively, the Tolda is batal to the Av, and you're only chayev for the Av. So if you bring the carbon for the Av, then you were Yotze Yachiv. Because Yachiv is only for the Av. So even if you didn't remember that you did the Tolda, it doesn't matter, because once the Av and the Tolda are behelam echad, you're really only chayev for the Av. The Av overpowers, dominates over the Tolda, and it establishes that Yachiv is only for it, only for the Av, and not for the Tolda. So if you bring a karma for the Av, then you've been Yotze Yachiv, because Yachiv is only for the Av, according to Rashi and Bava Kama. Okay, that's the nafkamina that the Tefera Shmuel wants to suggest. Yes, for sure.
When we deal with Rashi and Shabbos, he says that even the Tolda you're doing is considered like an Av.
It's like osa v'chosa v'os. If you do an av at all today,
so meaning with, in this case,
it's like the same av. It's like its own av.
Right, meaning so are we, it's one av together.
It's the same. So if you do an av at all today behelam echad, it's like doing one av multiple times behelam echad. That's what Rashi shows. But then the Tfereshmul adds another comment. So I was working during Seder very hard with some of the Talmidim on this comment. It's a very hard read. What does he say? Im hevi chatas al atolda v'shachar she'over al ha'av azay kishenizkar achakar she'over gam al ha'av eno nifta b'chatas she'hevi kei mashmel yitov perish Rashi halola. What does he say? If he brings the chatas for the tolda, he forgot he violated the av. So then when he remembers that he was over on the av, he has to bring another chatas for the av. That's the reverse case. The first case was where he brought the karma chatas for the av, he forgot he did the tolda. And then he remembers he did the tolda, so shaila is, does he have to bring a karma for the tolda or not? Now the Tfereh Shmuel says, what happens in the opposite case? Let's say he brings the chatas for the tolda. He did remember that he did the tolda, but he forgot that he did the av. So what's the din? What's the din? So the Tfereh Shmuel says, when he remembers that he did the av, then he's not nifter b'chatas shevi ala tolda. He's not parted with the chatas and the tolda. He has to bring a cover for the av. Is that true according to both tzaddikim? Is that another nafkemina? Is there enough giving it both ways? If you forgot that you did the tolda initially, or you forgot that you did the av initially, to lechora, that's not. This is not enough gemina. Think about it. If initially you forgot that you did the av, you brought a carbon for the tolda. So according to Rashi and Shabbos, that someone who doesn't have a tolda today is potter, because it's like doing one melacha behelam echad twice, right? The av and the tolda are equal, but the yisod is you have to be shav midiyasa, but you have to have tshuva from a yediyah that you did the aveira. So then lechora, it shouldn't matter whether you forgot that you did the tolda, you forgot that you did the av. The carbon is not going to count. Even in the second case, if you forgot that you did the av, so then the carbon for the tolda is not going to count. So lechora, you'll have to bring another carbon. And if you hold the other tzad, let's say you go like Rashi and Bava Kama, and you say that if you do an av, a tolda today, you're only chayev once. That means you're chayev for the av, not for the tolda. So if this person brought a carbon for the tolda, did he do the right thing initially? No, because he's not even chayev a carbon for the tolda. He's only chayev a carbon for the av. So now when he remembers that he did the av, of course he has to bring another carbon. He wasn't yotzi as chayev b'chlal when he brought the carbon for the tolda. L'chor, this case of the Tfereh Shmuel is not a nafkemina. So it's actually interesting. If you look carefully at the Lashon of the Tfereh Shmuel, initially we thought that they were both nafkamina, but I don't think it's true. He says, v'nafkamina m'shachach she'over al hatolda. That's the nafkamina. And then he just adds, he doesn't say v'od nafkamina, inami. He doesn't say this is another nafkamina. He then adds, im hei v'chatas al hatolda v'shachach she'over al ha'av v'zai k'shenizkar achach she'over gam al ha'av eno nifte b'chata she'hevi, etc. That's true according to both shittas. This is not an afkamina. If you forgot that you did the tolda and you brought a carbon for the avs, then that's dependent on the two tzadim, Rashi and Babakam, Rashi and Shabbos. But the second case, everyone would say that you have to bring another carbon for the av. If you brought a carbon for the tolda and you initially forgot that you did the av. Because you weren't yotze b'chalal. Either because you weren't shav midiyaso, you didn't have tshuva for the av, or because your whole chiv was only for the av. Because there is no chiyah for the tolda if you do an av and a tolda behelam echad. Okay, so the nafkamina that the Tfereh Shmuel gives is the first statement, that if you do an av and a tolda behelam echad and you forget that you did the tolda, you brought a carbon for the av, and then you remember that you did the tolda, so according to Rashi and Bava Kama, you're part of bringing another carbon. According to Rashi and Shabbos, you'll be chayav to bring another carbon because you did not have the proper tshuva for the first carbon. Okay, that's the nafkamina between these two approaches. So what was motivating Rashi? Why did he feel compelled to give this other pshat? He could have just said like what he says in Shabbos. What was really troubling him? So lechora, what was troubling Rashi was the perish of the Gemara. He was trying to explain the Gemara in Bava Kama. What's the Gemara trying to do? Gemara is trying to explain why some Maisa Melacha are called Avos and some are called Toldos. We have both in Shabbos. We have Avos, we have Toldos. So what's an Av, what's a Tolda? So according to the Chachamim, the Gemara says, I'll tell you what a Tolda is. You know what the difference between Av and a Tolda is? If you do two Avos, Behelem Echad, Yechayev, multiple chatos. That's chiluk malachas on Shabbos. Each av has a chashivus, yichayev for each one individually. But if you do an av tolda di day, then what? The tolda is somehow deficient. It's not the same level as the av. You're only going to be chayev once. So the purpose of the Gemara is to show that a tolda is more deficient than the av. Not to say that it's equal to the av. If all the Gemara is saying is that it's equal to the av, so then we haven't really answered the question. Why are some called avos and some called toldos? They all should be called avos because everything is equal. Everything is equal. Rashi is trying to explain why the Gemara thinks that toldos are deficient. They're garua. There's a gerayus in the tolda over the av. That's what the Gemara Bava Kamma really is trying to say. So that's why perhaps he feels compelled here in Bava Kamma to say, maybe you're only chayav for the av. That's the greyus meaning. He's trying to explain that the tolda is tofel to the av. It's not as significant as the av. If you say everything is shove, that they're equal, it's like osa v'chozer v'osa, so then you haven't explained why the tolda is on a lower level than the av. It's on the same level as the av. So that's not pshat n'gemar b'va kama. Yeah. So maybe that's why Rashi felt compelled to explain that way here in Bava Kamma. It's a little bit strange, though. It comes out that Rashi is arguing 2 days in Rashi. According to the Tiferes Shmuel, there's an afkamina lahalocha between the two approaches. So just because this approach fits better into the lashon of the Gemara in Bava Kamma, you can't change the halocha because of that. So it's interesting. Halo davarhu. It's interesting. You know, this idea is actually a kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. That's what the Marikatz is talking about. The Marikatz asks this kasha. How does the Gemara answer, according to the Chachamim, that a tolda and an ava are different because if you do an ava tolda the day, that you're only going to be chayev achas? Who says that's because of a grayus of the tolda? Who says that's a grayus of the tolda? That's mamish the kasha of the Marikatz. Hikshem or Yarav, Adilma Labisham Grayas to the Tolda. Elamisham Davika Osam, Alochas Harbe, Me'em Alocha Achas, Denochayev Ela Achas. It's a little complicated. I'm not going to go there to really explain the details of this Kasha, but it's clear he's asking something like this. That is this really a Grayas of the Tolda? Is this really a Grayas of the Tolda? Who says it's a Grayas? The fact is, if you do, I'm going to interpret a little bit differently than his kasha. Okay? If you do one malacha multiple times, right, you're not going to be chayiv multiple chatos. Even though you're not talking about an av and a tolda. So why is this the grayest of the tolda? The same malacha, if you do an av twice, you're doing an av, and nevertheless, you only chayiv once. So, okay, you do an av and tolda today, you only chayiv once. Why is that a grayest of the tolda? So his teretz is no, because we find situations where if you do multiple avos that are similar to each other, you can be chayev multiple chatos. It's complicated to know when that's true, when that's not true. That's the sticking point of the Marikatz. Between the kasha and the teretz, it's a little bit complicated. But the Marikatz says in the teretz that we find situations where you do multiple malachos, they're very similar to each other, nevertheless you chayev multiple chatos. So that's different. That's different than tolda and avdi day. Tolda and avdi day, the fact that you're not going to be chayav multiple chatos, so that shows that the tolda is more garua than av. It's different. The tirit the mishum greyas to the tolda avipotim. The ilu avich te melachos v'adi adadi. Av agav the damian adadi chayav al kachas v'achas. If you do multiple melachos that are damian lahadadi, they're similar to each other. Pretty similar, like an av and a tolda. The tachlis of the melacha is the same, the pa'ul is a little bit different, but they're similar. And nevertheless, yichayev al kolachas v'achas, k'demuchach b'perek, klal gadol, the zoreb, Umarakid uborer the damian adadi v'chayal kalachas v'achas. These are all three different ways of separating between psolus and ochel. Right, zorez, that you're winnowing, you're separating the chaff from the grain, and borer, you're separating other types of psolus, the rocks from the chita, from the grain. Rake, you're sifting the flour, different levels of flour, the whole wheat, the bran, and the other. Yeah, it's all separating psolus from the ochel, but it's different types of psolus. Or the method that you're using. Some of you say the method that you're using, the kalim that you're using is different. But it's doch the zelbe zach. They're all similar to each other, and yet you chayiv multiple chatos for this. Zok de marikas. That's the difference between an av and a tolda. If ovid tolda va'avi day, they're similar to each other, and you only chayiv one. You do multiple avos, even if they're similar to each other, you can be chayiv multiple chatos. So maybe ataka is the greatest of the tolda. Maybe it is a grace of the Torah. But the same kasha the Marikatz asked, Rashi may have been troubled with that kasha. That who says that the fact that if you do an Avot Toldah today, it's a grace in the Torah, and that's why you're only going to be Chayav Achas. Why is that a grace in the Torah? If you say it's like Osa V'Chosa V'Osa, it's not a grace, it's not a deficiency in the Torah, it's that they're equal. Says Rashi, it must be there's a grace in the Torah. It must be that when you do an Avot Toldah today, you only Chayav once because you're Chayav for the Av, not for the Torah. And that's Pshat in the Gemara, that a tolda, something is called a tolda if it's garua from the av, if it's not on the same level as the av. That's why it's going to be called a tolda. Okay. The only sticking point is that Rashi and Shabbos seems to disagree. That's a little bit strange. Right? Rashi and Shabbos seems to disagree. Yeah. I had to reconcile the Rashi and Shabbos. I mean, look, Rashi in Bava Kamma is not wrong because there was another Girsa in the Gemara, right? Marikatz had a different Girsa in the Gemara, so obviously there's some Rishon who learned like that. The question is if Rashi really learned like that. You know, you could just say that Rashi in Shabbos is the Ikar Rashi. Rashi in Bava Kamma is just explaining in a case where you do the Av first and then you do the Tolda, you're Chayev only for the Av because that's the first Malacha that you did. Rashi didn't mean to say that whenever you do an Av, a Tolda, Behelem, Echad, you're only Chayiv for the Av. That's not what he meant. He meant you're Chayiv only, you're Chayiv one, they're equal. Like Rashi and Shabbos. Could say like that. It's not the Pashup Shana Rashi. I mean, the Pashup Shana Rashi is that Rashi changed his mind. Rashi is saying something different here at Bava Kamma. We understand what galvanized Rashi, what's motivating him. It's Pshat in the Gemara and Bava Kamma. Seems a little bit like there's a contradiction between Rashi and Bava Kamma, Rashi and Shabbos. Michael.
Just bothering Rashi and Bava Kamma is that there's no difference between the Av and the Tolda if he doesn't say this, right?
Right.
But so in Shabbos, by Shabbos, the difference between the Av and the Tolda could just be the fact that the Avos were part of building the Shabbos.
No, I agree with you, but the problem is, since the Tferesh Shmuel and the Paras Yosef point out that there are enough to be a little maisa between the different approaches, so Rashi is not free to give a different approach. You know, even if it doesn't sit with the Gemara Bava Kamma, so he has to say what's emes. And you know, muchetzich some kind of approach in Bava Kamma. So it doesn't fit so well. So you shlupa, you have to say something, but you can't turn everything. You can't turn halacha upside down because it's not fitting into the lashon of the Gemara. So that's the problem. That's why it's important to note that this is not just the chilek in parshonus, right? It's not just the chilek in explaining the Gemara. There's enough gemina lemaisa between the two Rashi's. So it's important that Rashi in Bava Kamma seems to be learning differently than Rashi in Shabbos. Okay, this is all according to the Chacham. Rebbe Lezer argues. Rebbe Lezer holds that if you do an Av Tolda Didei Behelem Echad, you chayev what? You chayev shtayim, chayev two. So according to him, what's the difference between Av and a Tolda? A Tolda is mamish on the same level as the Av. You're going to be chayev shtayim. So says the Gemara. Rebbe Lezer holds hach the Av b'mishkan chashiva kari la'av. Hach the love b'mishkan chashiva. Hach the love b'mishkan lo chashiva. B'kari l'tolda. The function of what was in the Mishkan. What was in the Mishkan is Choshev, it's called an Av. What was not in the Mishkan is not Choshev, it's not called an Av. It's interesting, that's not quite our Girsa in the Gemara. If you medai carefully, we'll see that Tosis. Tosis, Hachi Gar Sinan, has multiple Girsos in the Gemara. The Loshon that we have in the Gemara is Hach Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva Kari l'Av. Hach the Lo Havi B'Mishkan Chashiva Kari l'tolda. It sounds a little bit like there are some melachos of the Mishkan that are choshev, that were chashuv, those are called avos. There are some melachos in the Mishkan that were not chashuv, and those are called toldos. It's not that hach the lo have b'mishkan lo chashiva v'kari latolda. It's hach the lo have b'mishkan chashiva. What was not chashuv in the Mishkan is called a tolda. Right. So Tosus has another girsa. So some say hach the lo have b'mishkan lo chashiva v'kari latolda. Anything that was not in the Mishkan is not chashuv. Anything that was in the Mishkan is chashuv. It's not quite our girsa. Our girsa is what was chashuv in the Mishkan is an av. What was not chashuv in the Mishkan is a tolda. Okay, but either way, there's some kind of a chiluk, some kind of a conceptual distinction between av and tolda to categorize them. What is categorized as an av? What was in the Mishkan? What was chashuv in the Mishkan? That's an av. And what was not in the Mishkan, or what was not chashuv in the Mishkan, that's called a tolda. The Shita Mekuvetzes quotes from the Rosh that it's clear that the Makshan understood this from the beginning. The Makshan knew this answer. He knew that what was in the Mishkan is called an Av, what was in the Mishkan and Choshev is an Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan, what wasn't Choshev in the Mishkan is called a Tolda. He had to have known that from the beginning. Why? Because if he didn't know that in the beginning, then how do you even categorize something as an Av or a Tolda? Maybe there's no such thing as a Tolda. The Gemara asked the Kasha, what's the chiddush between Av and Tolda? The Gemara knew that there are some things that are called avos and some things that are called toldos. It had to know that from the beginning, because if not, maybe there are no toldos. Maybe everything is an av. So the Gemara, the Makshan, had to have understood it from the beginning. If he understood it from the beginning, what's the kasha? What was he asking from the beginning? Well, what happened to him? That's what the Shita quotes in from the Tosus Arosh on Daf Zayin, Omud Zayin, in the Shita Mekuvetzes. Nearly the other shaper, the Hachta Avod B'Mishkan Chashiva, the Mikriya Av. Dilav Hachi, Lo Yedana, Hai Malacha Havi Av, Hai Malacha Havi Latolda. If not, I don't know what's an Av, what's a Tolda. I can't even talk about the Halachas. Elo Yadua Hu the Kolinyan Shabbos, Mi Mishkan Gamina. Everyone knows Shabbos is learned from Mishkan. Elo Ditori Vishakel Talmud, the Leda in Yeshum Nafkusa Bidova. The shock of Itai in the Gemara is not, is there a difference between an Av and a Tolda? Conceptually, is there any chiluk between them? Of course we know this. Of course we know some things are called an av, some things are called a tolda. The question is whether there's a nafkamina lemaisa between the av and the tolda, a halachic difference, not a conceptual difference. Of course there's a conceptual difference. What's in the Mishkan is an av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is a tolda. That we knew from the beginning, because if not, then how do you define anything as an av or a tolda? No, the kasha in the Gemara was, look, we have told us by Shabbos, Toldos and Kiyotze Bahen, Yechayv Chatas for a Tolda, just like Yechayv Chatas for an Av. So Amai Kari La Av, Amai Kari La Tolda. Why do you call it an Av? Why do you call it a Tolda? That Kasha was not, why do you define some things as an Av and you define others as a Tolda? That wasn't the Kasha. We know why you define some things as an Av and other things as a Tolda. What's in the Mishkan, what was in the Mishkan is an Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is a Tolda. The initial Kasha of the Gemara, Amai Kar La'av, Amai Kar La'tolda, is there any nafgamina lemaisa between an av and a tolda? In nomenclature, in how you call it, avada, we know what's called an av, what's called a tolda. But the question is there a nafgamina lemaisa, a practical difference? So what does the Gemara say? According to the Chachamim, it's obvious what the difference is. What's the difference? If you do two different avos, behelamecha, you chayev twice. If you do an av and tolda today, you chayev only once. That's a nafgamina lemaisa. Ule Rebbe Lezer, the Omar that he Yovid Av Tolda the day lo mechayev ela achas, amai karla Av, amai karla Tolda. What's that kasha? The Gemara? That kasha is Rebbe Lezer holds that there is no practical difference, or there seems to be no practical halachic nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda. The nafkamina that you suggested for the Chacham doesn't apply to him. So according to him, is there any nafkamina lemaisa? Is there any practical nafkamina? That's the kasha of the Gemara. Nochamu. What does the Gemara answer to that? No. The Gemara answers, no, there is no practical difference. Rebbe Lezer holds the only difference between Av and Tolda is in nomenclature, in how it's called, how it's categorized. Something that was in the Mishkan is called an Av. Something that wasn't in the Mishkan is called a Tolda. That's the shock of the tie of the Gemara, according to the Rosh. The initial kasha of the Gemara is not what's defined as an Av, what's defined as a Tolda. We knew that from the beginning, because if not, you can't get the first bits. We know that what's in the Mishkan is an Av, what wasn't in the Mishkan is a Tolda. In terms of definitions, that's understood. The shaila was, is there any practical difference between them? Because we say that you do a tolda, you chayv chatas. You do a tolda, you chayv skila, depending on whether you did it b'meizah, b'shoah. It's the same as an av. So I might curl a tolda. Is there a practical difference between them? So initially the Gemara says, yes, according to the Chacham, there is a difference. You do av a tolda today, you only chayv one. Ula Rebbe Lezer, is there any practical nafkamina? So to that the Gemara says no. Since if you do the av and the tolda d'day, you're going to be chayv twice, then it's mamash nezel bazach. Halachically, practically. So my kar la'av and my kar la'tolda, what taka is the difference? Only a definitional difference, a conceptual difference. If it's in the Mishkan, it's an av. And if it's not in the Mishkan, then it's going to be a tolda. Okay, that's the shakla of the Tarya, the way the Shita Mekubex is explained. Okay, questions? Okay. With this introduction, now we're ready to look at Taisus. Okay, let's all open the Gemara and look at Taisus together. This is a world famous Taisus. Right here on the page. Rebbe Lezer, Amai Kari La'af. And Tomar Frek Taisus, V'nem B'dinaf Kamina L'Inyin Asura, Shetzorak Lahasra, Satolda Mishum Abdi Dam. Gemara asks the Shaila, and now we're going to interpret the Shaila like Shita Mekubex, it's like the Rosh. Rebbe Lezer holds that if you do an Ava Tolda today, you chayiv twice. So what's the practical nafkamina lemaisa, the halachic difference between an Ava and a Tolda? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So we think the answer to the Gemara is that there is no nafkamina lemaisa. There's no halachic difference. There's a definitional difference between the two, but there's no halachic difference. So Frank tells us, why did the Gemara have to answer that? Why did the Gemara say Rebbe Lezer holds there's no practical difference? There still is a practical difference. Not the difference that you have for the Chachamim. Not in terms of whether you're chayiv twice or not chayiv twice, but I'll give you a practical difference. Regarding what? Hasra. Hasra. We know that if a person does an Issa, it's chayiv Malkus. He's only going to chayiv Malkus if you give him Hasra. If you want him, Lonina Hasra lekadeh lahafim in shogeg lemezid. If you don't give him Hasra, we don't know that he's amazing. You have to give him Hasra to warn him that he did the Avera, and he has to be Matir Atzmo La'onesh. He has to say, Afal Pikein, I'm going to do the Avera, I don't care about the Onesh. And then you can give him the Onesh, whether it's Misa, whether it's Malkus, then he's amazing, and he can get the Onesh. But without Hasra, he can't get the Onesh at all. So Frank tells us, I'll give you a simple Nafkamina between Av and Tolda. A practical Nafkamina, not just a definitional Nafkamina. Tzorach lahasis atolda mishum avdida. You have to be master atolda for the av. You can't be master the tolda bishma. You can't be master zomer for itself. You have to be master zomer mishum zorea. You have to be master the tolda mishum the av. Isn't that a nafkamina? Rebbe Lezer should agree to that nafkamina, even though he doesn't agree to the chachamim that you're only chayev once for an av and a tolda, but he should agree that you have to be master the tolda mishum the av. Kidamina bit perak tolit. Mishamim shemai masinon bay, rabamim shembore, ibzeramim shemirake. There's a shayla, machlokas amarayim in the Gemara. What do you have to be master? Mishamir for. Mishamir means that you're putting the wine into a kind of a strainer. Right? So what do you have to be master for? Is it Mishimboro or Mishum Merake? Different types of separating solas from Ochel. But these are two different Avmalochas. So you see, Mishamer is a Tolda, and the Gemara has a Shaila, a Machlokas Amaroim, where you have to be master for one Av, and master Mishum the other Av. Isn't it obvious from that Gemara that you have to be master the Tolda B'Shem Av, says Taisus? So that should have been what the Gemara in Bava Kamma should have said. Should have said that the difference between an av and a tolda is that you master the av bishma, but the tolda you can't be master bishma, but rather you have to be master mishum the av. That's Tosis kasha. But in light of the Shita Mekubetz, we really get Tosis kasha. Right? You could have said, "Well, what's such a kasha? Okay, minachanami. Maybe you could have said that. But what's the no? Because according to the Shita Mekubetz, the answer of the Gemara is that the taka is no practical halachic difference." Rebbe Lezer holds the only difference between Av and Tolda is in definition, not in Halacha. So Tosis Kasha takes on new meaning now. Because he's saying, no, there's more than just a definitional difference. There's a Halachic difference between the two. That's a much stronger Kasha now. So what's the answer? Tosis gives two answers. Yeshlomar da achi parch. Mishamay masvinam beshulchayv. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufla Mecheres is saying, Mishamay masvinam beshulchayv. What hasura do you have to give for the tolda for Mishamar to make a person chayv? Of course. Well, let's read on. Rabba Mishum Borer, Avalim Hisuba Mishum Merake Potter. The Kevin Shumasra Bidova Shain Dome, Sava Shamalig Bo Upot. Avalim Hisuba Vamar Alta Shamar Chayv. Let's tell you, sis, the whole shaila in the Gemara is which Av do you have to be master the tolda Bishma in order for you to be chayv? What does that mean? That means that if you're master the tolda b'shem the wrong av, so then it's not a hasra. Why not? Why not? Because the guy might think that you're making fun of him. He might think that you're kidding around. You're not serious about it. If you're master the tolda b'shema, avada that works. If you're master the tolda b'shem the tolda, why should that not work? You're telling him the issa that he's doing. He's doing mishamer. Mishamer is asr, and it's a tolda, and it's an issa daraisa. This is not a derabbanan. Tolda's not a derabbanan. It's daraisa. It's doing a deraisa, so what's the problem? If you say al tesham ravada, that works. But if you're master b'shem the wrong av, that's worse. It's worse because sabashu malikba. He thinks that you're making fun of him. He thinks that you're cracking a joke. You know, the guy is cooking and you say, don't do borer. Come on, pal. I know this is not borer. No, don't do tofer. Tofer. Who's cooking? I'm banking a cholent. I'm not so. If you're master b'shem the wrong av, he doesn't take you seriously because he thinks that you're a joker. Thinks that it's poor. So that's not serious. But if your master told of b'shem the tolda, what the Achronim call tolda b'shma, your master the tolda b'shem itself, I thought that works. What's the problem? That's the first day in places. That in Achanami, if your master the tolda b'shma, it's a good hasra. So that's why the Gemara didn't give this as an answer. The Gemara didn't give this as an answer because it's not true, because you can't be master the tolda b'shma. The Gemara that kufla meches and Shabbos? No, that Gemara is saying that even though you could be master the tolda b'shma, but you can't be master the tolda b'shem the wrong av. That's what we're saying. You don't have to be master b'shem the right av. You can even be master b'shem ha-tolda. But just don't be master the tolda b'shem the wrong av, because then the person is not going to take the hasra series. That's the first answer of Taisus. That the Gemara doesn't give this answer because it's wrong. Because you can be master the tolda b'shma. Says Taisus, you know what? Your kasha is, why does the Gemara have to give an answer? Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold that there's any nafkamina lemaisa between an av and a tolda. The only difference is a definitional difference. Says Taisus, you misunderstood the answer. Taisus HaRosh misunderstood the answer of the Gemara. Rosh wants to suggest that the answer to the Gemara is that there is no halachic difference, there's only a practical difference. That there is no halachic difference, there's only a definitional difference. Not a practical difference. Right? There's no halachic, no practical difference, there's only a definitional difference, a conceptual difference between an av and a tolda. So Toi says, no, that's not what the Gemara meant. When the Gemara said, Hachtava b'mishkan chashiva kari la'av, it means that if something is in the Mishkan, it's chashiv, it's called an av, and you must be master the tolda b'shma, b'shem the av. You must be master the tolda b'shem the av. That's what the answer means. Kachosim in haSefer. I mean, that's a tremendous chish. That's what Taisa says. He's so troubled. You know, he gives his first answer, but apparently he doesn't like that first answer. Taisa is misupuk that the first answer is really such a good answer. Because the Gemara in Shabbos sounds like you really do have to be master the tolda b'shem da'af. So then how do we understand our Gemara? So it says Taisus, maybe we misunderstood what the answer is. Maybe the answer taka is that there's a halachic difference, there is a practical difference between the av and the tolda. You really do have to be master the tolda b'shem da'af, you can't be master the tolda b'shem. Okay, these are the two days of Taisus and Bava Kamma. The first day is that you can be master the tolda b'shem, you can be master the tolda b'shem itself, you don't have to be master b'shem da'af. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kufla Meches is simply telling us that you have to be master b'shem the right av if you're going to be master the tolda b'shem an av. If you're master b'shem the wrong av, that's terrible, because then he's not going to take it seriously. But b'emes, you can be master the tolda b'shma, you can be master the tolda b'shem itself. And the second tarot says, no, you must be master the tolda b'shem itself. Again? I'm sorry. The second tarot says you must be master the tolda b'shem itself. B'shem da'af. I'm just checking to see if you're listening.
Sure.
Right? You must be master the Tolda B'shem da'af. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Hachta b'mishkan chashiva kari la'af. Okay, those are the 2 days. Can you be master the Tolda B'shma, or must you be master the Tolda B'shem da'af? Amen.
So how does that day work with the Mishkan Shabbos on Sama Tzarim? Which makes it sound like Avos the Tolda Terud, but kind of the same thing.
Mishnah Shabbos and Samach Zayin sounds like Ovis and Toldos of the same.
Right, oh, but it says
the Mishnah doesn't even mention Toldos per se. Rashi picks up on that. The Mishnah just says Ha'osim Melachos Harbe Me'ein Melacha Achas Chayev Chayev Achas Einu Chayev Ela Achas.
You don't understand that Rashi understood it. That doesn't really make sense at all.
So okay, so you're saying, well, it's not so clear. There's a big Machlokas Rishonim about that. There are some Rishonim that learn. What the Mishnah is telling us is that there are some malachas that are ko-ovos. They're not toldos, they're ko-ovos. But let's take Rashi. So Rashi says, toldos, right? Me'ei malacha achas is a toldah. Right? Yechayev only achas. So all the Mishnah is saying, according to Rashi, is that yechayev one chatas if you do an avon a toldah. Does that tell me what I have to be master the toldah for? One could still say that it makes sense that you have to be master the toldah b'shem da'av. After all, the Gemara in Shabbos on Kufla Meches says that you have to be master of the Tolda B'Shem Da'av. Doesn't it say that? Meshamer Mishamai Masvina Be. This is Machlokas Amaram, what you have to be master Meshamer for. What do you do about that Gemara? Doesn't that Gemara seem to say that you have to be master of the Tolda B'Shem Da'av?
Maybe that's not talking about the Asura. Maybe that's only talking about what is the Malacha that you're violating.
No, so I could have said. That's a big chiddush. You know, I could have said what you're saying in the Gemara and Shabbos and Dafai and Gimel and Beis, right? That's what you had in mind. Right? The Gemara says that Zomer is Chayiv Mishum Noteya. This is Chayiv Mishum. You know, you could have said where the Gemara identifies what you're Chayiv Mishum. Could have said, well, it's just saying what Av does it fall under? What's the frame of that? But the Gemara Kuf Lamaches says Mishama Mishumai Masrinon Bei. A couple of extra words over there. It sounds like a kasha. Like, what's the hasra for? What do you have to be master of the tolda for? It's a little bit of a different discussion over there. I think. Shalom.
How would it supposed to be second is to read back into the Gemara?
How would it what?
How to read back into the Gemara? The answer doesn't seem to be the Gemara.
Gemara says, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? Hach da av a b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av. If it's chashiv and it's in the Mishkan, it's called an av, and therefore what? It's called an av. Definitions? We're not talking about definitions, we're talking about halacha. So Tosa says, obviously that must be what the Gemara meant. It means that it's ikar. If it's in the Mishkan and it's chashiv, it's a davar ikari, it's a primary, it's a significant category, and once it's significant, then obviously it's more chashiv than the tolda. So licked in all of that, right? Lying in all of that statement is that you must have to be master the Tolda B'Shem Da'av. That's how Tosis was learning. Now, what's very interesting about Tosis is that he's making a clear assumption about Hasra. Right? What is Tosis saying? This really leads us into understanding the Svara behind Tosis. What is Tosis saying? Tosis is clearly assuming that when you give hasra for any avera, you must mention the avera itself. You must mention the name of the love. Right? You give hasra for someone eating chaylev, you have to mention kol chaylev v'chol dam lo so chaylev. You have to say you're violating an issa chaylev. I don't know if you have to actually say the pasuk, but you have to say this is an issa chaylev. You're eating dam. Yeah, you have to mention the issa. You can't just say you're doing something wrong. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin that doesn't say this. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, is describing what Hasra is all about. Says the Rambam, Ketz that Masrin Bo. How do you give a person Hasra? Omer lo prosh o al tase. Shazu aveirohi v'chayev atolem. He says bezdin o malchus. Rambam says that how do you give asra? You tell the person stop doing what you're doing. Desist. Move away. Don't do this. Why? It's an aver. What aver? Who aver? Dam chaylev. No mention of the Rambam at all. Look, hasra is lahachem et shogig l'mezid, to make the person into a mezid. You tell the guy he's doing something wrong, he becomes a mezid. He says, Avo became, right? You have to tell him what the onesh is, because if you don't tell him the onesh, he's not matir atzmo to that onesh. Not matir atzmo l'misa, matir atzmo l'malkus. He has to say, Avo became, I don't care, even if I'm going to be chayiv that onesh, I don't care. So that you need. You have to tell him the onesh that he's going to be subject to. But it sounds from the Rambam that you don't have to mention the avera that he's doing. You just have to tell him you're doing something wrong. Know that you're doing something wrong, and you're going to be chayiv ex onesh for what you do. According to the Rambam, is the kasha of Tosfos a kasha? It's not a kasha of bichlal. Tosfos says, why did the Gemara say, you know what the good thing in Avin Atolda is? That you have to be master of the Tolda, b'shem the Av. According to the Rambam, that kasha doesn't make any sense. There's no need to be master b'shem the Av. All you have to tell the person is you're doing something wrong. You don't have to mention the Tolda. You don't even have to mention the Av. You don't have to mention anything. You don't even have to mention lo sase kol malacha. You don't have to say anything about Shabbos. You just have to tell him. You should know you're doing an avera and you're chayav skila. You're doing an avera, right? You're doing an avera and you're going to be chayav skila. You're going to be chayav an onesh for that. That's all that you have to tell him. That's all that you have to tell him. According to the Rambam, the whole kasha never began. Tosfos is clearly assuming not like the Rambam. It's not a pella. Rov Rishonim do argue with the Rambam. They quote Rashi and Shavuos. Rashi in the middle of a sugi and Shavuos and have chafam a base. Quote, Rashi and Shavuos says beferish that you have to be master for the lav itself. It sounds like you have to mention the lav, exactly the lav that he's violating. It's not just Rashi and Shavuos, that's just the popular mocker that many quote. But Rov Rishonim, and that's lechor, the pashtus is that you have to tell the person the lav that he's violating. That's what the hasra is. That's what the hasra is all about. So that's how Tosfos assumed as well. Tosfos assumes that you have to mention the lav, you have to mention the issa that he's violating, and that's why Tosfos is troubled, that if the av is the ikker, the tolda is subsumed under the av, it's a subcategory of the av, but the ikker or issa is the av, it's defined as the av. There's an issa of boder, and an issa of bishul on Shabbos, and an issa of zoreya and choresh, etc. So, you gotta be master of the tolda, b'shem the issa. So if the Shem Ha'isser is the Av Malacha, there are Lamed Tes, different Isurei Malacha on Shabbos, then you got to mention the Av Malacha for it to be Hasra. So says Tosfos in the first answer, no, it's not necessary. You can be Masra the Tolda Bishma. It's not like the only way to refer to the Isser is through the Av Malacha. You can refer to the Isser through the Tolda as well. We're going to have to understand why. If the Iker HaIsser is the Av, how can you just be Masur B'Shem the Tolda? But that's what Tosfos says in his first answer. You can be Masur B'Shem the Tolda as well. And by doing that, you will. You will be Masra B'Shem HaIsser. Because Mishamer, the Isser of Mishamer is Mishamer. That's the Shem HaIsser. So you can be Masur B'Shem the Tolda, and you will be Masra. You'll be doing Asra properly, because you'll be Masur B'Shem the Isser. The second answer of Tosfos is no. You really do have to be master of the Tolda B'Shem the Av, because you have to be master of B'Shem the Ikara Isser. And the Ikara Isser really is the Av, it's not the Tolda. And you have to interpret the Gemara as saying that. That the teretz of the Gemara is that you really have to be master of the Tolda B'Shem the Av. Okay, so it's just important to realize the Kasha of Tosfos is built on the fact that the Tosfos assumes that you have to be master of B'Shem the Isser, and he's assuming that the Shem or Isser is the Av. And somehow in the Teretz, he's not sure anymore. Maybe the Shem HaIsser could be the Tolda. Or maybe Ataka is the Av. Maybe it could be Ma'aser B'Shem the Tolda. Or maybe you have to be Ma'aser B'Shem the Av. Obviously, we're going to have to understand what these two deities are saying. Why should I say that I can be Ma'aser Tolda B'Shma? I don't have to be Ma'aser B'Shem the Av. Once you assume in the Kasha that the Shem HaIsser is the Av, so then how can I be Ma'aser the Tolda B'Shma? It's subsumed under the Av. It's not the Shem HaIsser. So what was Tosfos thinking? Now once we understand the Kasha, now we have to understand what the Teretz is saying. What's the first day in Tosfos saying that I can be Master B'Shem the Tolda? There's a possibility that I don't have to be Master B'Shem the Av. If the Shem HaIsser is the Av, then L'chora I should have to be Master B'Shem the Av and not B'Shem the Tolda. So we'll have to continue tomorrow. Look at some of the other Makaros. Go on to the next sheet. Okay, go on to the next sheet. A lot of the lumbus is going to come up in the next packet, a short packet. Look at these two sheets together, and the Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will come full circle, and we'll close the circle.